This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Iraq today, a deadline for disarming and disbanding a key Shiite militia. At this hour, U.S. commanders are in negotiations with members of a vigilante brigade in the Holy City, which formed in recent weeks after the assassination of a major Shiite religious leader. NPR's Emily Harris is on the line from Najaf. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
And does it appear to you, from what you can see now, that the deadline will be met?
Yes, this deadline appears to be not quite so hard and fast because of the ability of all the sides to negotiate. There's been a lot of negotiations going on over the past few days and even this morning about how exactly to handle the Shia political parties that have armed wings, particularly the Badr Brigade. And what apparently has happened is that the United States has funded a special force to protect the holy site here, the shrine where a leading Ayatollah was killed 2 weeks ago. And they've said because that is now in place, we've made it clear, it's according to the military person who was doing all the negotiations, that no one without permits will be allowed to carry weapons on the streets anymore. However, they are avoiding potentially ugly confrontational scenes of trying to disarm people by doing it on a case-by-case basis as they come across people without permits and with weapons. They're not doing house-to-house searches or anything like that. Although there is still some discontent among the Badr Brigade that they don't fully trust what the Americans are doing.
So that people aren't lining up and piling up rifles, for example. They are simply being told not to carry them on the street.
That's right. And the U.S. has issued permits to a number of people to carry weapons on the street. According to the U.S. policy here, Iraqis are allowed to have weapons in their homes but not carry them without a permit. The permits are little plastic, a little laminated cards that are all in English, giving the person's name, address, et cetera, saying they have the right to carry a weapon. However, a member of the Badr Brigade today told me that the Americans have, even just yesterday, been disarming people with permits to carry weapons. So there's obviously still some confusion. However, it does not seem to be as explosive today or potentially explosive as it looked a couple of weeks ago after the Badr Brigade took to the streets to provide security after that massive car bomb went off here in Najaf.
And Emily, what have you been able to discern of public reaction, Iraqi reaction, from Friday's friendly fire episode, as they use the term of art, in Fallujah, in which a number of Iraqi policemen were killed by U.S. forces?
I was out in Fallujah yesterday after the incident, and I did speak to one person who was like, look, it was dark, you know, maybe it was a mistake, but most of the people I talked to from Fallujah were quite angry. They say that it's a common theme of U.S. troops to shoot first and look second, and this just reinforces that belief. This morning, there were some burials of people who were killed, and there were angry crowds shouting, America is the enemy of God, so clearly Fallujah is still quite an explosive area. The U.S. has acknowledged now this incident, although they say at least one is dead. The Iraqis say there were 9 to 10 dead.
NPR's Emily Harris speaking with us from Najaf, Iraq. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.